My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Just happy to be alive, honestly.
Yeah, I know you were kind of...
near-death experience.
I could tell you were like fraying. You were fraying at the seams. You were texting
me. I was coming undone. I was trapped on the J train for... We were not moving for almost 40 minutes. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, the J train is the worst of all the trains.
It is the worst of all the trains. However, it is unfair to me, as I was going to be for the first time in the history of the podcast early.
Yeah. Mm. I also early. Planned to be early, but I was here on time.
You were here on time, which is technically early. And basically. Amazing. And our guest, on time.
Also on time.
Well, on time as in not as late as I thought you were going to be. So,
well, Melissa being time. This late made it feel like, well, I could have stayed at the house a little while.
I knew it. That's why I didn't tell you. That's why when we were on the phone, I was like, where are you? I did not tell you that Melissa was not here because I was like, Marie will find some way to further delay her arrival.
I know.
I was in the car like, it's traffic. Damn. And then I get here and I was like, is she in the bathroom?
She's not even here. Where is she?
I thought she were peeing for a long time.
It was crazy. Like, usually, you know, not that there's like a huge sense of community on the train, but everyone, sometimes not this car, not this car. There were some people playing music, then someone else would start playing their music louder. Like, it was like not a sense of we're in this together. And I think that was because we were being held over water. It added a new level. We're on the Williamsburg Bridge. Stopped.
It's more panicked. I feel like that would make me panic.
1,000%, because it's not like they can just open the doors. Because then where are you going?
Well, today we're here with an amazing guest.
Amazing guest.
It's one of our closest friends, a beautiful woman that's come into our lives, who is so funny. And Melissa, did you know she has 206,000 followers? On Instagram?
I didn't know that exact number, but I knew she had a lot of followers.
Today, because I was like, I wonder how many followers Marie has.
That's crazy.
She's been on Comedy Central, HBO, what else? A lot of stuff. Like,
my favorite thing that you're doing right now is Why Are You Single?
Yes.
Which is a show. If you are single and you are in Brooklyn, you should be there 1,000,000%.
Yep. And
she
you
is sorting things
DM
out
her.
For people. DM her
to be on the show. It's a live dating show and
it's
so
actually
funny.
Philanthropy if you think about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It
is I've been saying I'm a philanthropist.
You should write that off on your taxes. You should be really...
I'm Angelina Jolie.
You are. You are.
She gives back. She gives back.
Ambassador.
Ambassador.
We love that. Yeah, it's an amazing show. Yeah.
So today we want to talk about personal style.
Which being late is part of my personal style.
And hers.
And
mine.
And yours. Yeah.
Not me.
And you always look good when I see you.
Thank you.
Carolina, you be late too.
She's
and you
late
be looking great as well. I think when you look great, you're allowed to be late.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
What
At
do you want?
At least you know that when I arrive, you're going to have something to see. Okay? I'm giving you a look.
Sometimes,
and you better, because you've probably inconvenienced everyone.
Sometimes
as
if
I
I'm,
did.
Sometimes if I'm running late, I'll change. I'll be like, well, I gotta look
phenomenal.
Now
I gotta be better. Yes,
I gotta put on a better fit.
Audience, I do want to let you know that Marie is famously a Libra and will famously, no matter what is happening before she leaves the house, change her clothes 8,000 times.
Yeah.
Does she end up looking good when she leaves? Yes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm hungry and we're going to dinner and I want to kill you.
I'm like, should I put these
You're
shoes
late
on?
Too.
Do I need a belt? Yeah, Carolina,
but
you're
I don't
too.
Change as much. I've honestly come up with kind of with like, I allow myself to change two times. Mm. After two times, that whatever's left after two times, that's what I'm wearing. And I have to just let it be.
Okay, what if you have an outfit in your mind? You put it on.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but you're like, I think I want to do the top. You change the pants. Then you're like, I think the pants would look better with... Mm-hmm. Now you change the top. Is that changing twice?
No. If I'm going back to the first option, that's fine.
But it's a different mix
right.
of the first option.
Right.
I think that counts as a new outfit.
It's
a new outfit. If you change
I
one piece of it,
I used to be like that.
Outfit.
I used to change and change and change. And I think part of that is, one, editing your closet so that you don't have a bunch of excess shit that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Which is really, 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 really hard. And then the other one is sometimes you just... Gotta fucking say, this is what I'm wearing. That's how I ended up in this today. I literally, I put on one dress. I cut the dress because it was thrifted. And then I was like, okay, it's too tight on my tits. My tits look suffocated. Mm-hmm. Then I put on the pink dress I got from Frank. I've gained weight. Too tight on my tits again. So then I said.
Sounds like the tits is in the way.
No, she needs to lose like 15 pounds, but she's gonna. Child. She's gonna. No, she does. She's gonna. Because my thing with weight is that if my clothes don't fit, then it's on me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because
well, you can't blame
all
the clothes.
All I
want
to do is get back into the clothes.
Don't blame the fabric.
I'm not trying to be Marie. I'm not trying to be you. I'm just trying to fit into the clothes that I own. And then I said, when you can't do anything, you know, when it's not going well, put on a set. That's how I
got. Oh, we love operate. A cord.
Yeah.
A one-piece.
Or a dress.
Well, this was something for me. I feel like part of my philanthropy work is advocating for outfit repeating.
Mm. Yes.
I did wear this for a little Instagram thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can I wear that again? And I said, you know what? Yes, I can.
Yes,
this is a good outfit. What, am I never going to wear it again?
I've worn this before.
You wore it for an Instagram thing?
What, yeah, like just like a little man on the street thing, whatever,
girl,
a little interview. Exactly.
Listen.
No one even remembers. Please. Yet in my Rolodex, I'm like, you know, keeping track of everything. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if I wore
Nobody
it twice.
Cares. What I do,
so I was like, I'll wear it again.
Confession, what I will confess is that I do for this pod, I haven't reworn anything that I've worn on the pod before
yet. That is true.
But I wear things that I wear all the time without.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you wear an outfit, especially if I don't have pictures in it or like.
But this was photographed.
It, that's
this was
fine.
Photographed.
That's
why,
different.
No, I think it's a fine line, but I think
it's a fine line.
It was important for me to wear this outfit again.
Listen, we got to repeat some stuff. We got to repeat it in different ways. We got to put different fits together, but we're repeating stuff.
Tell me about your outfit.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us how you came to this place.
I knew I wanted to wear this little fuzzy crop top situation. Yeah. I have these pants and I've had them for years and I said, you know, let's give them a little Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had, they're these like big wide leg cover my feet.
Cargo pocket.
You can see. Mm-hmm. And then it came with a matching belt. I tossed the belt and I put this little belt on.
Love it.
Is that vintage?
No, I think I got this from Nasty Gal.
Vintage.
Oh, okay. It's vintage. It's vintage Nasty Gal.
Okay, we love it.
And then this is a dress that I'm wearing as a jacket.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I feel like it looks like I do paint.
I would love
art.
To see that. You are an artist, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm an
artist. I would love
artist.
To see you that as a dress belted.
Belted, yeah.
So cute.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have your makeup, which is also cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody told me, I don't remember who, they were like, if you put 4 white dots around your eyes, it makes you more attractive.
Ooh.
And once I heard that, I've been doing it ever since.
Oh my God, I'm going to do that. Maybe I'll do it later or tomorrow.
I love
but
that.
But I think the thing that it actually does is it forces people to make eye contact with me.
Totally.
So it's like, am I more attractive or am I just like more interesting? You know what I mean?
Mm. I think it doesn't matter either way. As long as I look at
it
right
here.
I have a white eyeliner pen.
Cute.
ColourPop.
Cute.
Beep, boop, beep.
It also just like makes your eye shape really nice. Because I feel like it's here and here. It kind of lengthens and like elongates.
It makes you look like you're in a music video.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that's a lot of your vibe a lot of the time.
Yes.
I can see you in a music video. A million
times. Oh, I love that compliment.
Yeah.
I am in a music video.
Yes.
I think a lot of what you wear could be in a music video.
Yeah.
And Mary Aaliyah. Were we somewhere, we were like taking a picture together. I feel like we were outside a show and somebody came up to us and we're like, you two look like extras in an Aaliyah video. And just reminded me of that when you said Aaliyah. I don't know, maybe I'm making that up.
But it feels
like
a dream.
We were baggy pants. I think I had a bandana on. It was during my bandana summer.
This feels like it might be right.
Yeah. And I was kind of like, because I don't like to be clocked that hard. You know what I mean? When someone can like take my outfit and like reduce it to like kind of a joke, I'm like, oh no.
Not really a joke. I think it's
not
still
a joke.
Compliment.
It's still a compliment. But like, you know, every once in a while I'll get like, you look like a Bratz doll. And I'm like, I know that, but like now everybody thinks that in the vicinity, you know? Because sometimes you're like, oh, cool. Like that's put together differently and whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when somebody like reduces it to something, then you're like, okay.
Yeah. I get that.
Like I had
get
a high
that
bun.
I Bratz doll, but I think Aaliyah Extra is better.
Aaliyah Extra is actually a really great compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll also take Bratz doll.
Bratz doll is fun. I like those girls. I obviously draw
a
lot of
inspiration. Shoe.
I love
you
a chunky
love
shoe.
Love a chunky shoe and like a fitted pant with a big bell.
Big
or just like big pants in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the Bratz doll shape, I guess. Big pants, big shoes.
Tiny top.
Kind of big head, I guess.
Have
or big
you
hair.
Seen that rule that I don't know, it's a sound, if it's on TikTok or Instagram, where it's like, try all these different, like, try tiny top, big pants, big top, small pants, like, and it tells you, like, all the different, I love those ones where it's like, this is how you dress like a girl from the Lower East Side.
I know.
And then it's like, wear a baby tee
also
and a long
humiliating,
skirt.
Yeah, also embarrassing, like, once again, it's like, whenever you're like, But I don't want to avoid that based on, like, if I like that style, I don't want to not go for that style because it's being reduced to, like, Lower East Side girl or something like that.
Wait, so you remember, like, in fashion magazines, they would always have, like, okay, your style is, like, uptown girl chic, or, like, your style is, like, eclectic whatever, or you're the glamour girl.
Bohemian, blah, blah, blah.
So what's you guys' style? Everybody say what their style is.
Oh, God.
I think if we're going to go from a Selling Sunset perspective, I'm like Brie meets Amanza.
Okay, Amanza has been absolutely destroying me this season.
Well, because
I love it. I love it.
Well, I think some of the outfits are insane, but like every few fits, there's like a piece that I'm like, that jacket, those boots, those pants, something about it I like. But Brie is wearing like a cool oversized suit with embellishments on it or something like that. And I'm like, I fucks with that.
Yeah.
I do.
When Amanza brought the basket, the Chanel basketball and thought it was a purse and she's like, actually, it's just a basketball. That to me, I was like, this is high camp. This is why the show is getting to Bravo level.
Amanza is camp and I like camp.
I love it.
I mean, all the girls on the show are a little campy.
Yeah,
I think.
What's her name? What's the there's Emma and then Emma's best friend.
Chriselle.
No, not Chriselle. Her other friend. I don't know. The black girl.
Oh.
Chelsea.
Chelsea's kind of camp.
Chelsea has the worst style of the show. She's AI.
Chelsea is AI. I don't see her making a lot of creative decisions. I think she's more for the same stylist.
Like, the full outfit.
Right off the runway.
It. Yeah.
Straight off the runway.
The rich girl. I'm not going to say this with full confidence. I feel like someone will come for me, but I feel like that's the rich girl version of fast fashion. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, who cares? I'll buy it. Who cares? Like, there's no creative energy going into it. Yeah. There's no inspiration. You're just like, whatever.
And she wears the most inappropriate fits to all the showings.
Oh, my God. When she's wearing that long pants.
I'm like, I've seen nipples.
And that short. Like, one side was long, and then the other side of the leg was
shorts. Shorts.
Yes.
That was crazy.
I thought that was really interesting.
She's showing a house in, like, an area two-piece, and the
it's cut up here,
and it's like, girl.
It's like a diamond panty.
Babe.
With, like, a little flutter here, and she's
like, we know you have money.
This house is marvelous. This house is gorgeous. Look at the tile.
Yeah.
Look at the refrigerator.
Yeah. Look at my areola.
Look at my areola. Yeah, she's wild.
She's really
okay,
something.
Okay, but that is not the answer to the question I asked. If you were to, like, give your style words, like, what they do in the magazines, like, what would your style be?
I don't know. How about you give us yours?
Okay. I actually think I know what my style is. I think my style, I would describe it as, like, vintage, eclectic, but glam.
Okay.
With a small of glam.
I'm taking glam out and putting girly in.
I agree.
A very feminine, girly aesthetic. Ruffle skirts.
Poofy sleeves.
I
purposefully did not wear poofy sleeves because
I'm shocked you didn't.
I did not want you guys to say that about me.
Yeah, but look at you sitting here in pink.
Yeah.
That's girly.
It's very femme. Well, Carolina has a complex where she thinks she's always saying,
but
I'm
also
butch
wear
femme.
Like baggy
she's
pants.
She's like, I'm butch.
Carolina, you started wearing pants like 2 years ago.
That is
1,000%.
Always in a dress.
I just bought her her first pair of like
camo pants.
Like camo.
And I love them.
Camo.
Green
like
camo?
Cargo.
Yeah, and they're really cute.
And like some tearaways, which I was like, you should be a little sportier. Like the occasional sporty
spice.
I feel like I put sporty in,
I'll wear this, but my jacket is literally a sports jacket.
Yeah. You do jacket-wise.
I do.
But
I think sporty things. Like I wear sporty shirts.
You'll mix. You'll do the girly with the sporty.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do girly and sporty all the time.
But like a nylon pant, like, you know what I mean? Like a swishy. Like that's all like a very fun look that I feel like you should do more.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying.
But you're too girly. You're too girly.
I don't think I'm too girly.
Not you trying to erase the girly from your vocab.
I like glam because girly makes me feel kind of like
little girl.
Glam is more like it's feminine, but it's like strong feminine. You know what I mean? It's feminine, but it's like.
But glam to me is like luxury, like furs.
Like elevated,
and like
high
whatever.
Fashion.
I wear furs.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm not. It's still girly, girl. It's feminine.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, then what's yours then?
I feel like it's like sporty streetwear It's just like comfortable, cool girl shit.
It is.
Like comfortable, cool girl shit. That's good.
Cool girl when I leave, shit, when that's I, perfect. When I settle on an outfit, I look at myself and I'll be like, yeah, this looks cool. And that's how I know I'm ready to go.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm like,
it
is
really
cool.
about feeling. It's all about feeling because, like, it could be a great outfit, but if you're just like, I wore this 2 weeks ago or I whatever, like, you don't feel good in it.
It's,
it's gotta go.
Yeah. If you don't feel, if I don't feel good in it, it's like, it's so disappointing because especially when you built the outfit in your head, that is literally one of the most disappointing things ever. When you like build an outfit in your head, you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, I got an idea for an outfit. And then you're like, that's what I'm going to wear tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and you put it on and you're different.
Yeah. That's why like when I put something on.
And you haven't thought of anything else to wear. Nope. And then you thought that was going to work.
Because you thought you knew it was going to work.
Yeah. This is perfect.
You're in the bed thinking about it. You're like, oh, I'm a killer tomorrow.
Yeah, yep. They not going to handle me.
It's like when you would like have your outfit picked out for the first day of school and it would be like next to the bed and you'd be like,
can't wait. Yeah,
but you tried that on. The one you were trying on.
Every time you walk by that fit, you're
whoo. Okay, first day of school. Pop, pop, pop.
It's August, you got a turtleneck on. You're like, well, yeah, maybe I'll wear this. Like, no.
One day for the first day of, I think this is in elementary school. I distinctly remember I made my mom buy me a yellow backpack, a yellow rain jacket, a yellow shirt, and like this yellow scarf. I wore completely yellow
like
to the
Madeline?
First day of school in elementary school. Not nylon.
I said Madeline.
Madeline, the little girl.
The little girl.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Little girl.
I wore completely yellow.
Little girl.
But I was an actual little girl.
America, little
you
girl.
Still are.
No, but I was actually like literally in elementary school. I remember it was like all yellow. And I remember somebody in school was like, why are you wearing all yellow? And I was like, because I want to, bitch.
You were like monochrome. Yeah. Ever heard of it?
I was like doing monochrome before anybody else was doing monochrome. What's your thing that you think you were doing before anybody else? Everyone has one.
I don't know.
Come on, you have one.
Mine's embarrassing. This is something I've been struggling with because I have always thought that like everyone thinks the Spice Girls are the coolest girls that ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think many millennials do, but now I'm realizing that like some people a little younger, like these are not the absolute epitome of the girls. And I feel like I was dressing like them before my friends were able to figure out how to get stuff like that. I was figuring out I was doing bathing suit tops. I'm talking like fifth grade. My mom was like,
oh, you
how
had a
did
cool
this
mom.
Person? No, my mom hated me. She was just like, like I was trying to figure out how to get platforms. I was like, that was something that I got respect for at school was like my chunky
Spice
shoes
Girls
and like
what
Spice Girls
attire.
Influenced attire that obviously still... It will never leave me, I guess.
It's back. Yeah. It's back. You were doing that before. Yeah, I say that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing before anybody else. I really don't know. I can't answer that question.
What's yours?
I feel as though I was... It's a couple of things. I mean, honestly, you know...
Obviously, you want to ask this question.
Thinking.
What do you want to brag about?
No, I don't want to brag. I just want to say cowboy boots. I was really doing cowboy boots
before
anybody else.
I thought you meant when you were little. You mean like now?
No, I mean like now.
Well, yeah.
Like now cowboy boots are
like lit. You invented cowboy boots.
I didn't invent them, but I'm just saying like I was wearing them the way that the girls are wearing them now back in high school. And the girls were not really wearing cowboy boots like that.
Okay. I think I know what my thing is then.
Okay. What's your thing?
I was thrifting before anybody else was thrifting.
Me too.
Okay. Like people were like, ew, that you, that's old. That's you. I was doing it before any, like before it was cool, before it was expensive, like before Williamsburg was cool. Like I was going to those places and picking up pieces and people were like, oh, that's cool. Where you get that? And it was like, it's thrifted. And they were like, oh, ooh, yuck.
Isn't it amazing how that's changed?
Yeah, now everybody thrifts now.
Yeah, totally. My grandma like owned a consignment store and she was like, it was actually, she was like, I had amazing stuff, but it was actually like looked down upon that my store had like used things and all that stuff. So crazy.
Whole time, she's the captain of sustainability.
Yes, she is. I don't know if you guys feel this way or not. I now kind of struggle in thrifting and whatever. And obviously I know I have a bit of a hookup. If I see like a rack of stuff, multiple sizes, multiple availabilities, I do not want it anymore. Because I know, especially in my neighborhood, I'm going to run into some girl wearing the exact same thing. And that just makes it like less desirable for me for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I do really like it.
But isn't there a line though where it's like,
absolutely.
There are things where it's like, for instance, everybody has Telfar bags. But we like, I still think Telfar bags are cool because you can wear them differently in your own way than everybody else.
And there's a million options.
And there's a million options.
And there's still a sort of, with Telfar, I think this is part of it for me, an adrenaline rush or whatever, where you do the drop.
Yeah.
Or you whatever. You can't just go to a store and pick up a Telfar. It's a, there's a little bit of a system to it. And I think I'm sort of addicted in some way to like the finding, the chase of it, the like, look what I got, and the history of things. Like when you get into vintage, you're saying like, this is a like 90s Moschino, the nanny wore it in this episode, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like that to me is very cool.
Yes.
And like,
if the nanny wore
pop culture.
It's a look.
Yeah.
And she was made fun of hard. She was torn apart for her looks.
I've never watched The Nanny, but I follow an Instagram page that is all The Nanny.
What Fran wore. I have to follow that.
Yes.
It's really good. Yeah,
it's
really good.
It's good. Actually, Carolina, I think you would love it.
I would.
You know, she loved a little skirt.
You know I love a two-piece. Also, you know, she's from Queens.
There you go.
Queens girl.
What do you guys think about the concept of like quiet luxury? I already know what you think. Because like when this started coming out, like where it's like stealth wealth, like everything's very boring, the row, whatever. Because I was like, dressing like that, if that like exudes wealth, then like I am literally like, okay, loud, poor all the time. You know what I mean? Like
loud, it's, like, and poor.
Eccentric.
Loud, poor is loud, the opposite.
Loud, you're poor is my style. Vintage designer a lot
doesn't
of the
matter.
Time.
Doesn't matter. Like it loud, is eccentric. Loud. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I would rather be, like I love the way that it looks on people. Like when I see someone who's got that like clean, what is it? Like capsule wardrobe collection ass, like, you know, quiet luxury vibe. I respect and like the way that it looks. It's just not me. It's not for me. But I, all the time I see girls and I'm like, wow. One of her friends, the blonde girl who was, she gave me quiet luxury so
definitely.
Much. But I see that and I'm like, I love it. But then I'm also like, it's not for me. It's so plain.
But sometimes
it's
it doesn't
boring.
Work.
Boring.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's chic.
It's
there's
boring.
Chic.
It's not always chic. Sometimes it's just like, quiet luxury is like a very nice white crisp shirt.
Yeah.
It's not chic. It's just a nice white shirt.
But those
the fabrics
are
like better quality.
But
like,
nice crisp white shirts can be really chic. Like there's a
sure.
But if
you're
spending
in
money,
France.
I want something fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I think you got to be able to mix. The quiet luxury stuff with the loud pour.
Yes.
Loud pour.
Quiet luxury and loud pour are actually a perfect match.
I'm cropping the quiet luxury and I'm putting on a loud pour pant.
Mm. Well, if we're talking Spice Girls, I don't know if you guys have seen Jerry Halliwell lately, but she only wears white and beige. She is full. It's crazy.
Is that Ginger?
That's Ginger. Mm. She married Wealthy, the Red Bull racing guy, like the coach of Formula One. So she is like... I saw her speak for her book, like, premiere thing. And she was literally like, oh, you know, my husband's a blokey bloke. And I was like, okay, cool. She's still in there. Because I was looking at these pictures and I was just like, that is not the girl we knew.
Yeah, she was wearing red every time we
saw
her.
Every time we saw
well,
her and, like, the loud. So I feel
know,
like, grows up, whatever.
Because it's like, what are we going to look like in, what's our style going to be in 20
gonna
years?
Like, it's going to look like this.
I probably,
except
yeah,
I'm
going to
dye my hair, like, white. Or like gray and
I
just
want,
wear it long and like
I love
silky.
That.
I want white dreadlocks when I'm older.
Same.
I want white. I think my style is gonna
same.
I think my style is gonna cross over into like a more bohemian, hippie, older
I
like old
definitely
lady.
Definitely see that for you.
Yeah, like she's lot gonna be wearing lots
tans.
Of caftans. A lot of
long, drapey.
Like robes that she's getting away with wearing in public.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm tomorrow.
I can see myself going there when I'm older.
Yeah.
And I'm like 50, 60. Oh, for sure. Maybe I'll start doing turbans. I don't know.
Nick Cannon. Okay, shout out to Nick.
Nick Cannon.
I'm getting my boho long braids put back in tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And
fun.
I think I'm going to get a little nose ring. Maybe I'll do like a henna hand thing. I'm gonna do a tattoo.
I love
sleeve.
Hannah.
I'm really outnumbered with the fake nose ring. I'm throwing in the towel.
I'm gonna do it.
Does everyone like my dangly nose?
Well,
ring?
It's massive. I don't think I'm gonna do something that big.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
but
I just want to
be.
Maybe I'll join it. Maybe I'll
stop.
Join.
You're gonna get a small one.
You
and
get
you're gonna
used
be like,
to
this
your
is
face
cute.
With it.
And yeah, and then you're gonna be like, you know what? I should get a bigger one, and then a bigger one, and then a bigger one.
I don't know if I'm gonna do all that.
You'll see.
I think instead, maybe I'll get some lashes. I think I'm going to get some
fine.
Lashes. And then
well,
just
that's another
like,
thing is beauty. No nails right now, but you're often a nail
you
girl.
You do have a nail.
Yeah. I'm not doing nails right now. I'm taking a break.
I should that probably take a break.
I need
struggling.
A break more than anything.
I need to take a break, but I love my
they're
nails.
Struggling.
I hate the way my nails look when there's nothing on them.
You have great
them.
Hands. Like, yeah. You're
Stop
fine.
Stop looking at them. They look
Stop
so,
looking at my nails.
They look so gay.
No, they don't. They look little, skinny
little
and
dainty. Boy hands.
That's what, when I get my nails off and I get a new set, I'm like, what? Infant hand is that?
Yeah, I bought Marie a ring it's for Christmas crazy. Once, and it was this big.
Skinny.
Bitch, it was teeny.
It was a size 6.
It was a size 1.
That's a normal size.
It was a grown was a up one. Size 6.
Well, I'm a size 9, so.
All
Whatever.
Your fingers?
This one is. And these most of them are 9.
What's
yeah.
your pinkies? Whatever. What are the pinkies?
I don't know what the pinkies are. Probably pinkies, your thumb.
My pinkies are 2 and a 3.
Yeah. I bet mine is 2.
Yeah,
now
probably 2, 3.
That,
yeah.
Put your pinky next off. To mine.
Wow, girl.
Wow.
That's a long-ass finger you got. Yeah. Damn.
Got my daddy's hand.
What's like the one thing you're spending money on consistently? If you're not doing nails, is it like...
What
as, far
I
as, style,
money on consistently?
As far as style.
Well, it was my nails. And then it was coats for a while. But I don't need any more coats.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing Nuuly. Uh-huh. And I'm getting my coats from there.
Yeah.
And now I'm just a fashionista beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
For $98 extra a month.
Are you liking Nuuly a lot?
I've only done it twice, and okay. I am. This second order, I've everything I got, I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've had a good experience.
Most of everything I got last time.
You don't pick it, though, right?
You do.
Oh, okay.
You
go on
it.
The website, you can put stuff in like a, like on a list, like a, in your closet. Uh-huh. And then when you want to, when it's available in your size, you just order it.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm open to it.
I love it, but I think you're so vintage mama that I can't imagine you.
Yeah, but if you have something coming up and you need like a dress for, like
and it's I had that experience recently, and then I'm texting the girlies, do we have a dress? Of course, Leisure Center alerted me that a wedding we were going to over the weekend was black tie. The day before.
Oh, no.
And I don't even know that, like, what I wore would be considered a black tie, but it, like, worked and everything. But I was just like, wow, if
what
I would
have
had the time.
Mm-hmm.
A really cute stout dress that I borrowed from a friend. Feathers.
Okay, I knew that was stout. I was looking at it and
that
I was like,
black
this
tie to
is
me.
Stout.
Black, yeah.
It was fabulous.
Fine.
No, it looked, you guys
Thank
looked
you.
Great. You look like
Thank you.
James Bond and one of his hosts.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I was going for.
Ivana Thakalap, mm-hmm. or whatever her name was. Ivana Thakalap.
Exactly.
Perfect.
But I was like, if I had time, I loved the dress, but I was just like, who knows what would have come if I had a week or two to plan?
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened?
That's the thing about
when
this.
I got my hair done.
You get the stuff for a month and then you get to look at it. Like, I know it's a lot of holiday parties coming up in December.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My next drop is like December 6th. I'm just going to order a bunch of cool velvety things or just like coats. They have really cool
coats.
Get a bunch of coats for a month and you wear a different coat every time you leave.
And
your
it's
house.
Also good
That's
for things
really
that
good.
Are kind of trendy that you don't necessarily need to keep.
No.
Oh, like my skirt that I wore last time. Not the last time, but before that, where I was like, this outfit is inspired by Harlots.
Oh, yes.
That skirt was
Your
familiar.
Les Mis fit.
Mm-hmm.
Les Mis.
was tripping
Your
Les
let
Mis.
Them eat cake skirt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll show it to you. You'll get
she
it.
She was the
You'll
one trying
it.
To eat cake in that one.
Yeah.
She was the peasant.
I believe that.
You were, it was a peasant. You were literally like, this is based on like old timey hooker fits.
Yeah, but just because you're a hooker doesn't mean you're a peasant. You
well,
could be
are
a hooker
you rich?
In, like middle class.
I'm like, are you
okay,
rich?
Okay, sorry. You were
high class.
But you were
an
not
escort.
Marie Antoinette.
An escort. No, I wasn't Marie Antoinette.
That's
no.
what I'm saying.
No, no,
That's
no,
what
no.
I'm saying. Okay, I was excited to talk about this because yesterday I went on a walk with my friend and like steps away from my apartment, they opened a cider store. Cider is the
I ordered
fast
from them
fashion
once.
Of fast fashion, like Shein level fast fashion.
I've never ordered from them, but
I
get
from
the
them
ads
once.
On Instagram.
Yeah,
I ordered from them once, and everything was disappointing. I sent it over.
Really?
Okay, that's why
did
I was
you go
like,
in?
"What? Of course I did." Okay. What is the like? I was like, "Why are you guys showing?" Like, part of the gag for you guys is that no one can see how bad of quality this is because it's online. So you take a gamble, and they just hope you don't return it because you're like, "Well, I paid $12 for this. What's the point of going to the post office?"
Yeah.
But when it's all there in the store, you're like. The smell of this item is so crazy. The store smelled crazy. Like, you
like
know,
chemicals.
Like plastic.
Not that I don't sometimes love a Mystique boutique.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you walk in and you're like, wow, I might be getting high from the smell.
I think these pants are vintage Mystique Boutique.
I love that. I love that. And I'm not saying I am above that in any
or
way.
Or rainbow.
There's some
I'm not above
fits.
Going into popping a rainbow. Into a rainbow.
100%.
Listen, you got to be able to high-low it.
I gotta be able to
put on the cheap stuff with the fast stuff, but the vintage stuff and the rented stuff.
100%. Yeah.
And no one's ever gonna be able to copy that fit because they don't have all those things that you have.
Totally.
I don't, like, I understand what you're saying when, because Melissa gets on me. I love Meow. You know Meow?
Mm-hmm.
I love
Meow. Meow is Melissa. Different. Meow is different.
Because, yes, I do see other girls wearing Meow, especially in New York City. The girls are wearing it.
The fashion
but
girls.
But I feel like I wear it differently. And maybe I'm delusional. Yeah.
Is this
like,
Meow?
No, it's not. But it looks like it, right?
It does. Yeah.
But I feel like you can wear it so differently. And like the one dress that I have that I know a lot of girls have, that Paloma
Essler. That's the only
Essler
one I made fun of
Meow
you about.
Dress. Yes, a lot of girls have
the one
it,
that's
but
like
I'm
a
like,
patchwork.
Yes. Yeah. But if you wear it differently, like it's, I don't feel.
Agree
I
to disagree about that
it.
Dress in particular. Because everyone had that dress. That's all I
saw a girl wearing
about.
It when we went to Ode to Babel's like closing. And her and I looked different. It was the same dress, but she literally had like a shaved blonde hair and she was wearing it in a more like classy way. Like she didn't have sneakers on. She had shoes on. She looked way more like, I had it with like sneakers. I had like a
you
different
had them on at the same time?
Yeah. We had same
see,
dress.
That's my nightmare.
I would
different.
Have to
but
go
that's
home.
My
yeah.
personal
one of
style.
Us
got to
go home and
exactly.
change.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, she was my friend. She was a girl walking down the street.
I know,
go home.
But humiliating to
I'm,
me.
I'm pulling the
but
fire alarm.
Not,
the party's done.
Right. And okay. That's why for me, between like the ethics of fast fashion, which there are none, and the likelihood that I'll see someone in the same thing, I can't really do it. But it, you know, I'm a bit torn on it because I want everyone, no matter what the price point, to have access to like their self-expression and their fashion.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
It's
also
good.
When you're plus
size. But she
size,
is evil. Like stuff is evil.
Yes. Stuff is evil. But I was like, but when you're plus size, it's like, it's a little bit harder for us because not
no
everything cute is made in my size. So I got to get it where I can get it when I can get it.
I hear what you're saying.
But I don't really, but I have made, I don't know if I, did I tell you about this? You also laughed at me when I told you about this, about how I'm trying to stay away from fast fashion and I'm trying to only buy 4 like quality pieces a season and then I can thrift all I want.
Oh, I didn't know the thrift all you want. I thought it was, I can only get 4 new pieces or 6 new pieces a season. Right. That's it. And I was that's it?
Yeah. No,
but now
no,
you're saying,
thrift.
Now you're saying I can thrift
and
all I want.
That's what made me laugh.
That's an asterisk.
I feel like I was like, wow, you're really holding back. Just like, and then I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I was
and it's like
okay,
you still shopping
right.
the same
I'm
way.
I'm still shopping, but I'm saving money because I'm not spending
How?
As much
How
money.
How are you saving money?
Thrifting is cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not always.
Well, when
thrifting is cheaper when you leave New York.
And I be leaving New York. I go right to Long Island
in
New
Jersey part time.
Yeah, I do. I have 2 Ooh. Children in New Jersey.
Not the vape ruining the audios. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then I just thrift whatever I want. But like,
you're still shopping
thing,
the same way.
No, and another thing I'm doing is when I want to go thrift shopping, I've now started making a list of things that I want, like things that I've seen that I think are trending. I say, okay, this is what I want. Like, I want this, this, and this. And then I walk into the thrift store and I know what I'm looking for.
Oh, I usually go in blind. And if I see it, I know I need
100%.
It.
Yeah. I mean, I still, you
and
know, I'll, that happens.
And it and takes I'll, me 20 minutes to get into it in the first place.
Well, I mean, I'll walk in. I went thrifting yesterday. I had like 10
you
pieces
guys,
I went
to
in.
You have to go to New Jersey and thrift at my place that I like.
You started the sentence with, we have to go to New Jersey.
Yeah.
That makes, you lost
failing.
Me at, we have to go to New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
You should have been like, we should go thrifting together. I'd be like, yeah, in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
And then I'd be like, ugh.
And then now it's a Taken situation where Marie wakes up in New Jersey. How did I get here?
Yeah,
she wakes
my
up
phone,
and I'm staring at her.
My phone is on 14% and I'm weeping.
Yeah.
She opens her eyes and I'm like, hi, Marie.
But anytime I leave New York, I thrift. Anytime, like I'm in Paris thrifting, I'm in London, like everywhere I go. But this girl that
upstate
I follow.
Upstate thrifting. Go thrifting when you go upstate.
Okay, well, stop telling people my business.
She's going upstate.
So this girl I follow on Instagram is having a baby. Mm-hmm. And so she had a pop-up. She was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be here from this time to this time. Come buy my stuff. And I went and I picked up a couple pieces. And I was like, I want to do this. I want to get rid of like 60% of my wardrobe.
Yeah.
And I don't want to depop it because that feels like a lot of work. I don't want to live at the post office.
Yep.
But I can't do it at my house because I don't need these people knowing where I live.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I had a place to do it, and I said, hey, I'm selling my crap, people will come just to see.
Well, you know you can do that in my neighborhood.
You can do it at Frank's.
I have set up, yeah, you could do a pop-up at Frank's at Leisure Center. You like,
but Donna's daughter did one at Leisure Center, and yeah. I went and I bought the sunglasses I was wearing today. Yeah. And I
maybe
got a
we should, maybe we should organize
we should
like
do
a girl.
That.
Yeah, we
should do that.
Let's do it in December.
Let's do it in December. So we'll out with the over. Old. So for the new year, my closet will be
tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to tighten it up too.
We had a good clothing swap. It was a little chaotic.
Yes.
It got a little
but it was a swap.
Before.
I want to make some money.
Yeah.
100%.
And not a 100%. Lot. Like, I'm not going to sell anything crazy.
No, but sometimes when you have nice things, it's hard to just give it to the store.
And you could do accessories and you could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a lot of good vintage plus size stuff that I could sell.
Okay.
And they, and you know, the girls, it's a lot of the girls don't get it. Like,
no.
I get it.
Yeah.
And you can't, don't bring it to a Buffalo Exchange or a Crossroads because they're going to be like, we're going to give you $7 for this. Yeah. Or $12 in store credit. And it's like, you serious?
Mm-hmm. I know.
They are.
Serious?
I know.
They are.
It's a really
they are.
Degrading process, kind of. And especially with things, I think we've talked about this, that I really like. That's why I like the clothing swap, because I'm like, I don't necessarily want to let go of her, but I know I'm not wearing
yeah.
her. So like, if I see my friend take her, I'm like, okay, good. Like, God
yeah.
bless, live your life. And you
like,
don't get that experience at Beacons.
No.
But if you do a sale, you do. I was doing like closet sales in my neighborhood around on the street. And it was not always fun to just like
okay.
sit out
well,
there.
Well, let's find but a day in December.
We'll do it at the store. We'll do it at yeah. the store.
Yes.
100%.
I'll bring a bunch of crap. And matter of fact, right. I'll recruit some of the men to come
yeah.
drop the stuff off.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that way everybody can meet them.
That's a big part
Ooh!
Of selling clothes.
She's going to have her one of her lovers come.
Yeah, I don't know which one.
Yeah, and then
really
we get
exciting.
To meet some of the lovers.
Really exciting.
You
gotta
tune
I love
in.
Getting the Marie ketchup on
yes!
what's going on.
Yes,
I'm
oh,
always
it's good.
Inspired.
Girl.
It's good.
I'm just dating everybody fun right now. And
love
one of
that.
The guys that I'm talking to, he doesn't really have any style. He doesn't have any swag
okay.
or anything.
Okay, we'll also bring him to Leisure Center.
Sure. But today he was like, yeah, I would let you style me. And I was like, okay, what do you like? And then he told me what he liked. And I was like, okay.
Sometimes you just have to take, I don't ask Comedy what he likes. I kind of know what he likes. And then I also just like know what
he
I like.
He likes a tight jean. He likes a skinny jean.
He
doesn't
like zippers.
He did, not anymore.
An acid wash zippered jean.
Those have gone. Those are gone to Africa.
I liked those on him.
I did.
Nobody liked those on him.
No.
I have to say, someone has to support Hamidi.
And then I bought him these like corduroy like brown pants. They're so cute, but they're a little
what kind
baggy.
Of brown? Dark
dark
brown?
Dark brown. They're cute. They're a little baggy. And he's like, these pants are like a hip-hop. These hip-hop pants. I was like, no.
Not corduroys.
They're just not denim leggings.
Oh, my God. Tom would love a jegging.
I love a jegging. With the pockets that are fake pockets.
Yes. And he's not allowed.
He doesn't need a pocket.
Those are taken from him. He's not allowed anymore. Now he thrifts. God. We went thrifty the other day, and it was so cute. He was like, what about this? And I was like, that's cute. Get that. And he was in the thrift store going
him.
Off.
Yeah,
you've
well,
trained
this,
him.
This guy was like, yeah, he was like, send me the links and I'll buy the stuff. Cause you know, I'm not buying the stuff.
No,
he
no.
said, send me the shopping bags. I was like,
take him thrifting. That's fun. You can try stuff on. You can dress him up like a little doll.
Yeah, we'll do that upstate.
Like a little doll.
Yeah, do that upstate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love dressing boys like little dolls.
Excellent.
Yeah, but like it's cause I know what I like and I've dated guys that have great style that I feel like compliment me. But you know, they look good on the outside, but they trash on the inside.
And
you don't want that.
Right. But this person is like nice on the inside, I think. And you know, I'm like,
but that's part of personal
that?
Style.
Yeah.
Being nice or like your attitude,
no,
the way you carry
I'd rather you
yourself.
Be cunty inside and out.
Both ways.
Style?
I love that. Yeah.
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 That's fine.
I agree.
You come in, I want you to come in with me and people gasp.
Yes.
Oh my God, you guys look so good.
Look at this couple.
Yeah, we were like walking through Soho yesterday and people kept stopping me to compliment my hair and my hat and my coat and my jeans. And he was like, this is how you
no
move through the world? And I was like, sometimes.
And then he was like, oh wait, maybe you should style me.
Yeah.
He was like, maybe I need to set my game up.
He was like, no one said anything about my clothes. I was like,
well, what was he wearing?
You know, jeans.
Oh, okay.
Like a dark jean. And it was like, yeah, it's nice.
When the only description is
jeans. I was like, and what else? But then I said, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how some of these straight dudes be dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they wear the same pants every other time you see them. And you're like, you don't have nothing else at the house.
Right.
You know?
Meanwhile, Marie's on watching New York. She's getting caught in street style videos. Yeah, you true. Always look good too. If I get caught, I'm making the weirdest face you've ever seen. I'm either like angry or like.
Well, because sometimes I'll be like, let me see the picture. Can we do it again? Like,
They don't tell me. They do not tell me. Someone sends it to me 3 weeks later. I never have any idea. And
but
I think
at least
that's
you're getting
entrapment. Not stopped, no. Carolina.
Or at least they're
spied.
Taking the photo, spied, whatever. They think
yeah,
your
but
style
watching
is good.
Watching New York is my friend. Shout out to Watching New York.
Shout out to Watching New York.
We follow always each other stuff. On Instagram, and I was okay, randomly cool. in Soho last year, and he was like, I was coming over to shoot your outfit, and then I saw it was you, and I had to come talk to you.
That's sweet.
And, you know, now it's like, yeah, we friends.
That's okay. Great.
That's the homie.
I love that.
I want to be on it.
Okay. Pick a fit.
Well, tell him to come to
pick a fit, and then I'll see where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll shoot him a text.
Okay,
where you gonna be? And then we'll
plan
walk
both
by.
Of us. We'll do a promo shoot. Be like,
yeah. Do you like crazy to style your friends? Do you like to style your friends?
That's a great
you do.
Question.
I think you do. You always tell me like what I should wear and what I should not wear.
I do like to do that. I wonder. No, I think if the pressure was on, I could figure it out.
Yeah,
like I think that. You know, it's kind of like putting eyeliner on someone else.
Mm.
You're a little,
it's not the
it's a
same
little
muscle.
Different,
yeah.
But I don't know. I'm good at eyeliner.
I feel like, oh, okay.
I
feel like
it.
I could style you guys. I could style you and
when
I could
you know
you.
Someone.
And you would like what I styled you in. I wouldn't put you in a poofy shoulder. I wouldn't.
That's the real risk. Like
I would dress you
Center,
like me. I would dress
Leisure
you
Center will dress
like me
like him. If he gives me stuff, sometimes I'm like, you have this, essentially. Yeah. Like, which is fun. And like sometimes I do like the kind of dressing like a boy vibe mm-hmm. or whatever. But ultimately, like
if
people are always
I were
like,
a
always,
boy.
Always if I were a boy.
Yeah.
I would I'd be a lad.
A lad.
Bloke core.
Bloke.
But I think ultimately it doesn't stick. When
well,
it's not
I
you.
Think that yeah. when you've been with somebody for a while, you do kind of start to dress like them a little bit. And maybe you start wearing their jackets or you wear their pants. Like, my homegirl, Keisha, would wear her man's jeans before boyfriend jeans were a thing. Mm. And she was like, yeah, girl, these is my boyfriend's jeans. Mm. And it was like,
revolution.
That's cute.
You gotta stop dating these skinny men. She was like, I don't know, they look good.
I mean, I don't know if I could fit into Hom's
maybe
jeans.
The brown corduroys.
Maybe the brown corduroys.
Not
I mean,
the
that
skinny
is
ones, not the jeggings.
My jacket that I'm wearing today is technically Hom's. I thrifted it for him, but I wear it all the time.
That's
yeah.
great.
A win is
that's
a win.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
Marie, do you have any fashion tips you wanna leave the audience with?
I think for me, the way that I get dressed is I feel like I'm not going to see somebody in that exact outfit. Mm-hmm. But also sometimes I'd be like, would Rihanna wear this?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, I usually take it off.
Okay.
That is smart.
Would Rihanna wear this? No.
I love that.
When in doubt, would Rihanna wear this? That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Well, as
I think that those are my style icons is Rihanna, Solange, and Tracee Ellis Ross.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are also my style icons.
Icons.
But you have everything in that mix because yeah. I feel like Rihanna's like cunty. Tracee Ellis Ross is like the fun, like eccentric.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
I don't remember what I said.
You said Rihanna.
Solange. Solange is art.
Artsy,
Solange
yes.
is well, absolutely
yeah. Solange
is
would do
fashion.
The dots around her eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I get some money, it's over for you hoes. When I got the designer.
As soon as I get some money, it's over for you hoes.
When I got the designer queen paired with what I already got, woo.
Forget
it's
it.
Over.
Forget it.
Come to the pop-up so I can afford some designer yes. clothes.
Come to the pop-up.
Never.
Okay, yeah, let's do a little cheers. Bye. Thank you, Marie.